Thunder Bay, the pounding of hammers, revving of side-by-sides and echoes of laughter filled the Boys and Girls Club of Thunder Bay, BGC, on Monday. These were the sounds of some of the many indoor and outdoor activities that kicked off locally at its 12th annual Family Fest. Other than activities, there was also a photo booth and a special surprise visitor, The Mandalorian. The free, family-friendly event ran from noon until 4 p.m. Jess Martin, the Windsor Program Coordinator at the BGC, was helping out at the annual Family Fest. She said they usually get between around 300 and 400 people every year. We've got side-by-side rides outside from the Halfway Motors Trevisanetto family. We've got bouncy castles, rock wall climbing, Let's Talk Science, from Lou. We've got Home Depot building kits from Home Depot, barbecue hot dogs and hot chocolate from Tim Hortons, said Martin. Martin said the BGC hoped the event would help make them known in the community and allow them to give back through a free event for everyone to come out and have a great time after Christmas. Martin said her favorite part of the day was seeing all the lovely kids have so much fun and come out with their families. She said it's huge for sponsors to come out, especially for this kind of event. The Trevisanetto family has done the barbecue and the side-by-side rides. Tim Horton donated some hot chocolate, Home Depot for the Home Depot kits and all of our volunteers and our board of directors, said Martin. Daniel Trevisanetto, one of the partners at Halfway Motors, attended the event as a sponsor. It's just a great way for us to reach out again and give a great opportunity to get out on the side-by-sides for the kids and just help families at this time of the year, he said. He said all they've been seeing is smiles coming from their employees at the event. It's awesome. We've got a few staff members that come out to help drive, so it's just as much fun for them, said Trevisanetto. But to see all of the kids who've never been on a side-by-side before, to get off and they're just smiling from ear to ear. It's like such a blast for all of them. While the side-by-side rides were a highlight for them, Trevisanetto said there had been other activities planned. We were hoping to bring some snow machines out this year, but unfortunately, the weather didn't want to cooperate too well this year, and we're doing some hot dogs as well for the kids so when they come inside from the cold, just grab a hot dog, some hot chocolate, and away they go, said Trevisanetto. Trevisanetto added they are absolutely looking at supporting the Family Fest again next year. We've been doing this for a few years again, so we'd be thrilled to come back and keep participating in this event, said Trevisanetto.